Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly receptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you with us. We see that the queue is really building. So I hope those of you who are going to call in have gotten on the list. I'm happy to have our Facebookers with us. Yeehaw, yeah. I'm glad to have you all. And if any of you on Blog Talk would like to pop over to Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, you're going to meet some really nice folks there. Yeah, quite a lovely bunch of international and national fans there for you to mix and mingle with. So I do want to mention that we are using a full 24-card layout for each of the readings, and the method that we're using involves an ordinary deck of playing cards. Now, a lot of others who do shows or they give free readings, they do their, you know, they do their show in however they wish to do it. Myself, I prefer the same full layout that I use in my private sessions. So those of you on Facebook, you're able to see it. And I am, as I said, using nothing but ordinary playing cards. Okay. They are the focal point for intuitive perception. Okay. So don't mind when they, Jim will take care of them. He's on it now. So, when you're finished, I guess we'll turn to you.
Put your mouth, Kate. I got to finish this proof there holding things. Reminder that this show for information purposes. I'd like to remind all folks that this platform could be Blog Talk, could be Facebook, could be whatever. Our international must let us know,
and we'll must.
You must
absolutely.
You have to. Well, in other words, don't rely on our memory. Let us know just to be safe. Unless you're like one of our super regulars, super duper duper regulars. But you know, and if we don't give you an international shout out, sometimes we got to work again. It's not immediate. I can't just stop the reading. But if it's like a long period of time goes by, that means I did not notice or I do not know. Please let us know. But right now, our shout-outs are for, we got Catherine in Ireland, Jeanette in Canada, Rachel from the land down under in Australia. So those are our three we have thus far. There'll probably be more. And we'll give them some more. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading when you call in. You'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And it is a true statement, but if there's any long extended periods of silence, something went wrong, and you should just hang up and call back. Usually fixes all problems because it's usually cell phone computer oriented, because that is the world we live in. Facebookers, got quite a long list here, but you never know what will happen. Some people have to go. If the calls drop off, we will turn to you. Just can't make any promises or guarantees or any of that other stuff. International shout out to Virgil in England. He's running around with the other Ings. All right. No matter what, no matter how you get your reading, when you hear that sound, that means that vire rating is done over. In other words, let it please finish. We have to, at some point, just got to end them so we can move on to the next person. So please let it end. That isn't like a ready, set, go sound, and you're going to fire off 15 more questions. You got to let it go. It's just a nice, respectful thing to do. But before you depart, we will pull a single card from the angel deck we have here. This deck will give you a reading from an archangel. And there's lots of them in here. So we'll see what you get. That's all I got to say about today.
Yeah.
Today is, what was the one cool thing? Turkey neck soup day. Yay. You got a turkey neck, toss it in a, make soup out of it, which, you know what? That is a good use for them, though.
That's what grandmas do.
It is. It does, you know, you don't, you don't have to eat the turkey neck, but it is. It does have a purpose. It will do that. And then other stuff, you know, day before Easter kind of thing. Orthodox Holy Saturday. And also the crazy.
It's interesting. You bypassed one where it was, what did they say, International Virtual Vacation Day?
Because that's obviously not much worth thinking about. God's name, would I do that?
What I'm saying is that is what is being marketed, at least in the development.
And what I meant was, and I didn't mean why when I talk about it, I said, why would I waste a single penny on a virtual vacation when it's bullshit?
Because I was going to explain it to you if you give me a moment.
Well, go ahead. I we talked about this before, but go ahead.
Yes, a lot of people are not aware. But if you are, say, you're a, what do they call them when you're, you know, stuck in the house, you're homebound.
International shout out to Terry Sue, also in England.
Very good. And perhaps you are disabled or you're recovering from a major surgery, something of that nature, or you just don't have the money. They are actually booking virtual vacations where you will be, I imagine it's through the computer. Where how else could you do it?
Yeah.
Where you're actually going to sail with them or fly with them to whatever destination folks are going to, and you will be able to communicate with them. You will, the ones that are going on these vacations, you'll be able to play games with them on, you know, on board the ship. When you get there, you will travel with them to these various places around the world. I think it's really awesome. I do. For those that can't get out. And I don't know how much, you know, it would cost. I imagine there's going to be some fee to it because somebody's got to tote you around.
They didn't start the business up to lose money.
They did not. But it gives you the chance to meet new people, see, you know, seven wonders of the world, whatever it might be. And I think that is really terrific. I would love to take it just to, I love to try new things and then share with others the outcome of my exploration. But when I saw that it's, what was it, International Virtual Vacation Day, pretty cool.
Okay. Public service announcement.
What else you got?
Pretty much all the good. I kind of did throw all that religious shit out already if you were listening. Day before Easter, Holy Orthodox. What were you busy doing? You're sitting right here. Were you washing dishes?
Busy putting my, mind space into the zone.
I did say all that stuff. Yeah. Easter Saturday, which makes no sense. But
what is it?
It just says Easter
Saturday.
What's? It's the day before Holy Sunday. Hey!
Boy, I remember Easter Sunday nursing a heck of a hangover. Oh. Yeah, because, you know, you gotta go out and mingle with the military people that can't go home because they've got duty or they're deploying soon or whatever the case, so we have to go.
All right. Do you have anything else, Deb?
Blood sausage. Virgil was talking about that his grandmother in Ireland made her own black pudding. What is that like? Is it made from blood? It traumatized him as a child. Little wonder. Sorry. I knew there had to be a reason. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk about, have you heard the news? Jennifer Lopez is on the downward slope from success to, oh my God, failure. Yeah, she put $20 million into her latest album. I forget what it's called, but it coincides with the movie that she also produced about her love life. That failed. Her album is a big bomb. And the reason I'm bringing this up is people that have lived, and she's what, like 50 now, who have lived a great part of their life knowing nothing but success or being in control, because, you know, she never really had a broken heart or anything. When they find themselves having to deal with the flip side, Lord have mercy. They don't know how. They're not equipped. So you could say, well, karma came to call. I don't know. I would rather not make the judgment, but I got to tell you, I think she needs to find something else to do. And I hear that she and Ben, and what's his name, Affleck, they're at odds, they're arguing, you know, and there's a reason why a lot of these celebrities don't go and sue the paparazzi or the scandal, we call them the scandal sheets, you know, like the Inquirer, et cetera, because the stories are true. And that's my big story for today. The other one is, I am very sad to read online that Prince King Charles has planned his own funeral. He's got at most 2 years to live. That was in the news today. So anyway.
We're all dying.
But pancreatic cancer, you're a goner, you know, at a particular stage he's at. So I feel a little sad. He's only been a king for about 18 months. And then that is King Charles, Rachel.
Alfred E. Newman.
And we were talking about Jennifer Lopez, who I think is going to be crying in her mojito, you know, because you can't always be a winner.
Mojitos are good.
Yeah, I like mojitos.
All right, yeah. I like the mint leaves. And
I like Cosmopolitans.
Good. It's a whiskey drink.
Alabama Slammas. Those are good, too. So anyway, let's return to what we're doing. But I always like to have some little tidbit that I can combine with revelations from the cards. And that girl has hurt a lot of people in her life. You know, the way that... did you see her last movie where she was the stripper? It was pretty good. She didn't win any awards for it. I mean, it's time for her to face the other side of that money.
It was based on a true story.
Yeah. It was where the hookers were scammed.
No, the strippers.
Strippers, but weren't they hookers too?
Well, they were playing along like it, and then they were drugging people and taking their monies. And.
Whoa, that lady can work a pole. All right.
Area code 212. That is in the state of New York. 212, welcome. You're the first caller on
Hello.
The show.
Hello, glad to have you.
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Oh, yes. Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Nice to talk to you again. I have a specific question this time. I'd like to know from the powers that be what the direction of my artwork is going to be. What type of artwork do you see me doing for people?
What kind are you involved in? What have you been doing?
Well, I've done realistic art in the past, and I you know, some of it feels like it's channeled, and I want to know, and I'm trying to learn more abstract art and I want to know where exactly I'm headed in my artwork for people. I think I kind of see it maybe as healing art, like has a side of energy to it in some way.
Oh, it's interesting you should say that, because that intuitively that was the first actual perception that came to my mind. That is going to be very big. I hate to call
which
it.
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
Healing.
Okay,
art.
I just because he.
I hate to
I gotcha.
Call it
he rattled off a
an
bunch.
Industry, but I think that those who are sharp enough to see it coming are going to really profit well from that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm laying out your cards.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely New York is probably a good place to get into any of the art fields.
Yeah,
I would say.
Right.
A lot of stuff.
Right.
A lot of
well,
stuff going on there.
Yeah, you're right. Where the pulse of
yes,
yeah.
There's a lot of things happening and trending up, trending down, and that's
right.
That's where the nerve center kind of is, at least in this continent.
Are you a native of New York? Or
yeah, I pretty much grew up here. I mean, I was originally born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, but I lived all my life pretty much in New York City.
Oh, there you go, the Big Apple.
Well, boy, that had to be exciting.
Oh,
yeah,
never a dull moment.
Oh, I bet.
That is true. You're never alone.
I've got to tell you, the path I see you taking is definitely in that direction. However, I wanted to mention here that I see your art actually flowing into the direction of those who are, I got to find the right words for this, who are dealing with things such as rage, addiction.
Okay.
Let's see what else comes out. Those that are, I'm not talking about like homeless people, I'm talking about people that are going to be drawn to this type of art in a way that will be therapeutic for them. They may actually be in anger management programs. They might be in domestic violence programs, but and I see it's like a yellow brick road in front of you, hon, that you are going to really, it is kind of a curve that you're going to take, but it's going to be, enormously successful for you. I can see you doing like the talk show circuit. Yeah, and now remember, I am not well versed in what you do, so I'm just right now spitballing intuitively for you to let you know that you are going to also work with those who are either victims of or they themselves are psychologically drawn and driven towards suicide.
Oh, wow.
And I have to tell you, I bring this up too because front and center, there is a guy that I feel you are rather close to, but I think he is really teetering on the edge in terms of suicidal thoughts. No, a guy.
A guy,
it's
huh?
A,
wow.
A man here. Yeah, and he's characterized as a club. He is highly artistic, filled with talent, really like a genius. The trouble is, it's too much. What I hear there's a buzz in his head, and it won't go away. Yeah, and I'm afraid you're going to hear that he did take his life.
Oh, dear. Okay.
He's pretty far, teetering out there on the ledge. And his life has, I don't know, he's feels there's nothing to live for. Someone in this...
Somebody he actually knows now.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Somebody that he actually does know.
Yeah, and that is, okay, I don't want you to think that this man will lose his life for nothing, for naught. It's actually going to help to inspire you, that you want to be able to use your artistic gifts, and you are gifted.
So you just basically said this guy is toast.
And like, I don't know if anybody can reach him, and he's determined.
Mm. Can I give you a name? Can I give you a name quickly?
I don't know.
You can try. We'll see what we get.
Yeah. Byron Jordan. Byron Jordan. With nothing to that.
I think this is somebody else that you should look in on if you can. If you're not in contact with him.
He was asking if that's rings a bell.
I felt something.
Oh, so you're saying maybe?
Yeah, because I'm not really good with names.
So the name thing doesn't really, going to work.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can just tell you, she said it was the type of person. He said it was, a club?
Yes.
And that is what type of person you can, maybe that'll help him.
Yeah, and he's got this
What type of person is that?
That is a really artistic.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense then.
Type. This is
somebody
who wants to
change
humanity, you know.
Okay.
But he's in such a desperate, hopeless place. I don't know if he can be reached. There's something else here for you.
What's that?
Yeah, and I think that you are going to find yourself doing some of your best work upcoming. I feel there's a good 10-year period here that you should really capitalize on. You really should. And you're going to be a front runner in terms of this new healing modality, let's call it that, that's going to be coming forward. And those who are given this right now from, you know, the divine, it is meant to help to elevate society. We're in a bad place, you know, as a world.
Yeah.
So, but you're going to find fame and fortune. And one thing is, a lot of your inspiration you could find coming through addictions of your own. So please try not to go that way. Some people say that through drinking or drugs, there are a lot of...
I don't drink or do drugs. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm a little addicted to YouTube, though. I got to say I'm a little addicted to YouTube.
I don't think that's going to harm you any.
Well, you didn't know. Depends on what you're watching.
Yeah, but there are those that are out there that are big in like the public eye.
Yeah.
Anne Rice, who wrote those vampire books, the books she had, she wrote them drunk on martinis. And then, of course, there's Tolkien with his hobbits. You know, he was, what was he? I can't quite remember.
I didn't know he was into anything.
Oh, God, opium, I think it might
I thought
been.
That was Poe.
Really?
Well, maybe him.
I thought that was Poe.
And look at Stephen King was an alcoholic for a lot of years.
Right.
So, you know, just keep your head where you need it to be.
Yeah.
And you're going to marry. Are you involved with someone else? Because there's a
I've been single for too long. I'm 67 years old. I'm 67 years old.
Oh, my God, do you sound young. Would you have ever pegged him?
Yeah, I've learned many years ago that don't try to make any physical inferences about a voice. I'm always wrong. I am always wrong about that. Every time I hear a voice and I imagine what that person looks like, I'm always wrong when I see them. So I just give up. I don't trust myself as far as trying to figure that out. So, but I don't have guessed it, but I always guess wrong.
You see marriage, huh?
Oh, I do. Well, we'll call it a unity-like marriage, okay? Because they're telling me that
they
are saying that marriage is obsolete. You want to go for a negotiated contract that can be renewed.
I hear that, but the business is thriving still. People are still doing it, and they're still getting divorced. I don't know what this obsoleteness
is. Divorce lawyers are really clean.
I'm just saying, I think whoever's saying it's obsolete is speaking for themselves.
They want to put in addendums like if you get caught cheating, you owe me $25,000.
That's if you do a prenup.
But anyway, yes, you are going to marry, and this is somebody that you are going to enjoy bantering with. There's good, lighthearted banter here. It's a partner who is going to set your hair on fire with big ideas. And I think it'll be very much a soulmate connection.
Nice.
Okay, so here comes Jim.
All right, I have your card.
That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah. That was amazing.
All right. I have an angel card for you. The subject is outdoors. Excuse me. It's from Archangel Jophiel. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and give new creative ideas.
Wow. Yeah, we're surrounded by all of these positive ions from computers and all of this. So get out if you can to where the negative ions are, the beach, in the woods,
It's getting a little warmer now in New York City. I go to Central Park or the Hudson River.
Your shoes off. Let the good earth revitalize.
Well, and the card did say it will. You'll gain new creative ideas too.
Yeah.
It did say that at the end of that card.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you run home because oh my God, you just been in. You know, those are divine moments when we get them.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
And thank you for holding it patiently.
Awesome. Talking to
thank
you.
Thank you, Jim.
Whenever
thank you, Jim.
Call.
Thank you. And
yes. I know you guys, you folks out there, because you have been holding a long time, and we appreciate that.
And when you make the big time, don't forget us little people. Okay?
No, I won't. You're an amazing reader.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Thank you very much.
All right,
my friend, we got to move on, but you don't be a stranger.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, hon. Take care. Yeah.
You know, come back. What?
You got them on mute?
I never hang up on anybody, folks. I put them back on mute because a lot of people want to continue to listen to the show.
Yeah, we're going
to
hear.
And that's perfectly fine to do that.
We're going
to
hear big things from this guy.
All right.
So.
Let's get down to business. In other words, we're going to keep on. We're going to attempt
to. First of all, I want
to
tell Virgil and all of you, you're talking about Princess Diana. I don't know what she was called after she was divorced. But have you seen the death photos? I mean,
why would that matter to see those?
Because they're saying that she was bumped off. And I don't know.
Well, in other words, I guess the conspiracy theory is somebody could have caused that accident that happened. They're not saying it wasn't an accident.
Yeah, well, the paparazzi, I guess, were...
Well, you know, anytime anything happens, there's always got to be conspiracy folks out there. Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was these alien mafia guys, you know.
Well,
I had this contract out. Yeah, that's it.
Their driver was friggin' drunk.
Well, they were out partying, having a good time.
I didn't like that guy she was hooked up with. I forget his name. Odie, Dodie, something. I didn't like him.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I didn't get a good vibe off that guy.
You know what? Why would you run from the paparazzi? There's a bunch of dumbasses with cameras. Do the cameras hurt you? Does it cause you pain? Does it hurt you? Does it stab you in the heart? Let them take your pictures. Flip them a bird.
That's right. Thank you, Rachel.
Drop your drawers. Moon them. Who cares? Yeah. They're just taking pictures. Why do you have to run at 8 million miles an hour? Who cares? And they really piss you off on their motorcycles. Just sideswipe them and kill them all. You're in a vehicle. Big limo. You can just run them over like little ants.
The driver was really, he was...
It was a stupid thing to do.
He was too drunk to be driving. He's dead. He can't.
Cat got dead. Yep. All right.
Well, here we go.
We're going to 509 out west in the state of Washington. 509, welcome to the show.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, guys.
I have you. Hi. Who is this, please?
My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. We've talked to you before, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
tell us. What's bringing you to the show this afternoon?
I had a question. I kind of feel old, even though I'm young, but I was just wondering, will I ever get married, or, do you see like a boyfriend coming up. I mean, I'm not desperate, but I'm wondering if that would even happen for me.
Just because you're curious about the future doesn't make you desperate. Because if you were desperate, you would have somebody that probably would not be worthy.
You could have just grabbed somebody.
Yeah. Desperation means you grab on like you're drowning and you just grab anything that's floating. That's desperation.
Do you feel comfortable telling the world how old you are?
I'm in my early 30s.
Oh, and
that
you
is,
feel old?
Well, when you're in your when you're 20s and remember in the old days that was like, oh my God, that woman's 30 years old, she's not married.
Oh, I know.
That was back in the like in the 60s and stuff. Like, oh my God, yeah. Those days are gone.
I'm 30.
Those days have changed. Yeah.
I just finished my 20s and I'm like, oh.
Well, are you living in a tiny town where there are no eligible men, or you just don't?
She just hasn't met the right one. That's all, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's men everywhere. There's women everywhere, unless you're like an Antarctica or something. But it doesn't mean that you're going to run into the right one anytime soon. And you don't just. I will tell you that having traveled through the fun times of life, women in their 30s,
mm-hmm.
God rest their. Oh, those are the. Oh, I love the women in their
30s. They're awesome, right?
Yep. Everything about them is young and wonderful still, and their sexual prowess in the 30s. It's almost like their body is almost telling them, hey, it's almost like Mother Nature saying, hey, priest, you know, you got to get pregnant soon, because after that, you know, Mother Nature gets a little shaky, so it's like they're on fire.
All right.
I enjoyed those 30s very much.
So glad for you.
I had to say that.
Jim went to the female buffet.
I'm telling you.
Tried everything.
Well, when I was in my 30s, of course, guess what? My counterparts were in their 30s, and that was a great decade.
Yeah, okay.
All right, back to the readings.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you, your cards want you to know that you have bypassed a lot of losers over the years, that you could have been in and out of relationships like it was a revolving door. And gotten hurt, been lied to, had your bank account stolen. I mean, there's just so many things that you could have been at risk for. And that has not occurred for you because you just aren't going to date any old schmo that comes along.
And nobody should.
She's got quality.
Right. And then that's. Everybody should do that, but they don't. But I'm glad she does.
Yes, and I want you also to know that, wait, it was here. Where is it? Oh, that stop looking, okay? Friends are not going to bring the love of your life to you, all right? So it's social contacts do not seem to be the answer. And once you stop looking seriously and you start to say, well, if I'm going to be single, I'm going to find a way to be satisfied, at peace with it. And if I'm meant to have someone, that someone will come along. And then, bam, that's when it happens.
She doesn't feel it in her bones, but she's so super young, so she's got nothing to worry about.
No, you are really young. But, yes, you have someone coming along. And I'm seeing them under Sure to Come True, which is really a good spot. Right now, when your paths intersect, you're going to think that the two of you, that he is, he's attached to, like married. He could be married, living with somebody, whatever. But that is on its way out. All right. So when you meet, there will be this, what do you call it, like, energy, the success going between the two, and then you'll maybe see the ring, or he'll say, yeah, I'm involved, you know. But the fact is, he is not going to stay that way. And when my late husband was figuring constantly in the cards for 2 years before I met him, there was a wife, but I saw that they both were going there, they were turning different directions, and they were going their separate ways. But at the time when he finally did surface, they had only just separated. And yet my card told me that he will be free and he will be at my door. And damn if he wasn't. So I just want you to know, it'll seem frustrating because there's a card of frustration here. You will feel frustrated a bit, but he's meant to be in your life. And you're meant to be in his to make each other happy. Oh, what a lovely little segue there.
Well, and
oh,
I pulled...
one more thing.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and finish. Finish
also,
it, Deb. Finish
where
it.
Where you live, I feel you are going to make a decision not to continue living there as time goes by. I think that there is a issue. Are you living... let me ask you. Are you living in a house? Are you in an apartment, a condo? What is your situation?
It's an apartment.
Okay. There's a problem in that apartment place. And I'm hearing the word mold. Black mold. And that's bad. And anyway, if you are noticing things like, and I'm no doctor here. I'm just saying what I'm being given right now is things like headaches, feeling gloomy and depressed, no energy, your emotions are mixed up. It could be due to the state of that apartment place that you're living in. There's a problem there. So I do feel you're going to ultimately move away from there. And once you get in a place where... it is a healthy place, you're going to feel better. So just thought I'd share that with you.
Excuse me.
Before Jim gets you, here he comes.
I have a card for you. Subject is interesting, patience. And it's also from in the same archangel as we did for the last person, different sub. Archangel Jophiel this time has this to say. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. But they still need nurturing and patience. So it goes right along with the reading. It's happening. You don't realize it, but it's not going to be tomorrow. You got to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know that it's coming and it's going to come true, patience might not be so bad.
I am so sure that your life will include a partner and lots of happiness, likely for the rest of your life, that if it did not happen, somebody's going to have to feed me this deck of cards. But let me tell you, I'm going to need a lot of condiments. You know, hot sauce, one sauce, Worcestershire sauce, because I don't think they're going to taste very good.
I don't know if you want to put all those together.
Well, I might have to go one to the other. So I'm just saying to you, hon, that's how sure I am. Really.
And how, like... do you think it's going to happen in my 30s or how?
Yes.
Like when?
Sooner than you think. All right. Just remember, there's a wonderful Yiddish proverb. I love it. That says, man plans and God laughs. So if you go ahead and plan, well, I'm just going to be a spinster, I guess. I'm going to turn 40 and, you know, have wrinkles down to my knees and God's going to laugh.
Yeah, but the previous caller was how old?
That's Worcestershire.
The previous caller was how old? Did he say he was?
I thought he 57.
57 or 67. 60. Either way, and he is still single, so.
Sometimes the best is yet to be.
Best is yet
and,
to come.
Look at what happened with Barbara Streisand. She met, what was that guy from Dr. Welby? The cute young doctor. What's his name? They know out here.
It was the Roland, or what's the guy, what those last names?
Roland.
Yeah, James, it was James Brolin, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know what?
His son is Josh Brolin, who does movies now. Looks just like him.
They came together when she was like 60, and now she's come public and said, you know, I regret we didn't meet when we were younger. But, oh, they're living life. They're in their 80s. You know,
that's right.
Fountains, having a wonderful
that's
time.
That's right. Sharing the Bengay tube. Yes, indeed.
Sure.
Yes.
And maybe the
or whatever else that you might, you know.
Yeah.
Like the Rolling Stones say,
and
what a drag it is getting older.
Go ahead.
We got to hurry up. One more. Right
on. What else do you pick up on this person? Like, what else do you pick up on this guy? You know?
She is, well, like, her curiosity has hit the roof.
I should have told you. He is characterized as the King of Hearts. It's a map for a better to represent someone in your life. The men that are like kings or jacks of hearts, these are men with that have very sensitive, huge hearts. He will adore you. Literally, when you're sick, he's going to feed you soup on a spoon. He'll go to girly movies with you and cry. Or animal movies. I mean, it's a really loving, sensitive person. They make wonderful caregivers. They're awesome, like say in the nursing profession rather than doctors. There are other traits to them, but that's what I would like to tell you is this is a big teddy bear, okay? And he has not found his.
I just want to be your teddy bear. Little Elvis for you. I just want to be your teddy bear.
Is that a song?
Yep. I don't want to be your lion, because lions play too rough.
Who
yep.
sings that?
Elvis! Good God, that was a big hit of his. Good no. Lord Jesus.
Elvis was gay. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, good luck to you, honey. Happy Easter tomorrow. Count your blessings and be filled with gratitude, because I'm telling you, that's how things come to us.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And call
thank
us again.
So much, and
I want to follow your story.
Yes, and I thank you as I do the other callers for me patiently holding. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Because I know, yes, I know I am not a patient person and holding sucks, so I appreciate
that.
What
do you want to say?
What do you want
to
say?
I feel bad when I have to tell people, well, he or she isn't here yet, but they're coming, and they're thinking, so I got to wait some more now. Yeah, but do it with expectation, like how women are pregnant. Yeah, they got to wait, too. They got to have a lot of patience. Especially as the time drags on, you can't tie your shoes anymore. You have trouble washing yourself. I mean, just things. And yet, look what's at the end of that. You know, the biggest blessing of all. And love is worth waiting for. So.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah, I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy.
There was
right
the church
now.
Lady on that. On the Saturday Night Live. That was Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, isn't that special?
What did she say?
Satan,
well,
maybe.
That.
Yeah, that was the big key line of hers, her character that which was a guy. All right, let's pick it up and rock and roll, Daddy-O, and go to area code 520.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Daddy-O, rock and roll.
Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Saturday night's all right for a fight. Saturday.
All
right. Different song.
Oh, it is?
Yep. Saturday night's all right. That was Elton John, right? Saturday night. That was Elton John.
I don't know.
The one you're thinking of was the Bay City Rollers. The one you're thinking of, I think, was the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yeah.
SATURDAY. Night, night, night.
Hey, Mickey.
That was Tony Basil or Band Basil or whatever. It was a one-hit wonder.
Basil.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity. That was a totally different chick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, anyway, back to Lisa now that we've gone down music trivia hill.
Because
we suck at it.
Well, this is the thing. I just now realized as I was here many hours later about this guy that I've been talking to in the small neighborhood market. We go there and we line up because they have specialty items and they open at a certain time. So I've been talking to him off and on for the last, I don't know, 3-4 times that I've been there. And this morning, he just seemed to pay a lot of attention. And we went into the store together when the door was unlocked and he was standing there talking to me and ignoring the person behind the counter waiting on us. And then he was waiting for me up at the cash register. And he goes to the ocean. And so I had he had stickers. So I was talking to him about that. And then he waited for me at the cash register. And then outside the store, he was waiting for me. And we were talking more. And then someone came up in a vehicle. She was riding with another man, but when she got out of the vehicle, she was walking in front of the man that was driving and saying hello to the dude I was talking to. And then he was kind of paying attention to her. So then I said goodbye. And then as I was driving away, he turns to me and gives me this gallant wave of his hand from his forehead. He waves to me. And so then I didn't think about it because, you know, when I came home, I was interacting with the neighbor and we were going back and forth on stuff. And anyway, I don't know, Deb. I have no idea. I don't even know if the guy is heterosexual or single or whatever.
That's true. She knows nothing. Yeah. But you have the cards, Deb.
I do.
Deb has the cards.
Yeah.
You should throw a physical description out to her. Maybe that'll help when she does your cards.
Tell me what he looks like.
Yeah, physical description, just basic.
What does he look like?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He is so unlike the neighbor. You know, the neighbor to me was always, and I told the neighbor this from the get-go, so dangerous and exciting. And this one is more like milk toast, and but easy. You know, just easy, not like a roller coaster when you're talking to him. And he was
color
very
hair.
Present. Today he was very present. He's been present in the past, too, but I just never really paid too much attention, you know. And
color.
They characterize bad boys as bad boys and nice guys as nice guys can be a little boring, maybe, calm. Who knows?
Well,
that'll get you bitches in trouble every time when you say that. Nice guys are boring. Okay, well, make sure you freaking look at the guys. Pick your boyfriends out of the jail. Pick them out. Pick them out. Oh, hey, that guy just got paroled. That's not going to be a boring ride. You're right. That ride will not be boring. But it's not going to be a path to success. That will not be a path to success.
Well, there's a real reason why a lot of us have been attracted to bad boys. And it comes from...
Well, the dude...
go ahead. He's a good guy, right?
The dude
right?
next door.
Yeah,
the dude, my neighbor is just one... There's a social meme that's going around, and the therapist asks the client, did you see the red flags? And the client answers, I thought it was a carnival. And for me, that's what the neighbor represents. You know, it's just the fucking... Get off the fucking... Ferris wheel, the ride, it's a carnival, up and down, the music is going crazy. The dude that I'm describing, I thought, well, you know, he's probably a pretty decent guy, but now I never thought in all my life that I'd have to ask someone, are you gay?
Yes, you did. Gay? Oh, you did. Yeah, that's true. She did enter a new world. She did. That's the world we live in. Isn't that sad, Lisa? Isn't that sad? We don't know anymore. We don't know. You know, you thought you knew back in the day, but nowadays you don't know anything. You don't know even if they could have had a freaking genital operation. You don't know. You don't know nowadays.
But he was very present in the store, you know, waiting for me to talk to me, smiling at me, ignoring the person behind the counter that was supposed to be waiting on us, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, also, it comes from the fact that as we were growing up, a lot of us are adult children of alcoholics, excuse me, and we grew up in very chaotic environments where there was no normal, okay? Like, I had a dad that if my mother got him mad enough, he would bust up everything in the house.
That's a good way to get new furniture, though.
And I learned how to clean. Yeah, well, I learned how to climb down a rope.
That could have made you a special forces
but
person.
I'm getting to the point where we're so used to that feeling of chaos and lack of stability.
It's just the neighbor. You know,
well,
this dude at the store, somebody called him by the L word. I don't know if it was Larry or Leon. So.
Oh, okay.
Or love a boy.
Well, they probably didn't call him that. That would be odd in a store.
Yeah.
But you never know. And you never know.
They called him. Yeah.
Lisa, what color hair does he have?
You know, he wears a hat. And let me see now.
Oh, so you don't even know if he has hair.
Yeah, well, no, I saw hair. The size, the kind of hat he has is not a hat with, like, a brim or anything like that. It was
what color hair does he have?
Blonde.
Okay, I'm not good at colors that way. Let me see now. It would be a light on the light side of.
So it's a lighter brown. He's not dark haired, but he's not blonde. He's in between. He's in between somewhere. In between light.
He's average looking. You know, I mean, he's a really nice dude. Nice, easy to talk to.
Facial hair?
No, clean. Clean
shaven. Haircut is kind of nice, not,
short.
You know, nice. All right, there you go. All right, Deb.
Oh, I can talk now. Okay.
Listen, Deb.
You want to go out with
them. I figured that might help your ass out. Was using these cards might help you out in the physical description.
Well, I am trying to help you, Deb. I've got
to
tell you.
Get her ass out of shout out to Louise in England.
He grew up in San Diego.
You knew that?
Hello.
Yeah, we were talking about the ocean.
The ocean.
Well, let's connect the ocean thought to this one. You have met your lobster. You have met the one.
So you're going to throw his ass in boiling water?
These cards here, I rarely ever see the 10 of hearts, 9 of hearts, 2 of hearts all together like that.
Really?
That is dynamite. Yes.
Dynamite.
Yes. And you didn't see no wedding rings or anything, right? No rings.
I didn't really look. You know, we were just really talking and it wasn't like,
even as a guy,
heart kind of thing.
It's one of the first things I do,
even
as a guy, check out that left hand.
You look at their
No,
ring,
I wasn't.
And you look at their ass.
Now, as I'm sitting here waiting to talk to you, I'm thinking about the exchange from this morning because I'm still having to deal with the neighbor. I had come home. The neighbor called me while I was on the road, blah, 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 blah. And so now I'm starting to think about this guy, and I think he was just so – he's always been so easy to talk to. He's always just been really easy. And I would like to think – I mean, there were people there – I'd like to think he wasn't married or involved to behave like that.
I don't believe he is. All right? I don't believe he is. But you need to get some kind of point of contact with him. Phone number.
Eventually, I guess they haven't gotten to that stage yet, I guess. They're just casually conversations, it sounds like.
Well,
to me. I don't know.
These were my cards. I'd be really jumping all over this.
Holy crap.
This is
Oh, really? Well, we go to the store every Saturday morning. I'm usually the second in line. He's always the first. And we've just been pleasantly speaking to each other.
Well, this is going to be a whole different relationship for you. It's
Thank
such
you,
a
Jesus. I'm so ready.
And
it's funny that it's the day before Easter Sunday and she's thanking Jesus.
Yeah, look at that.
How ironic.
Really?
How ironic.
You have traveled a journey over all these months. And I was saying to you when we've met, you know, on the show, I have said to you, you've got to let yourself go all the way through this to the point where you are done. And you're getting done.
Oh, you're getting done.
You're getting done, yes.
You're done getting done.
When I came back this morning, and he had called me, you know, that he wanted to talk to me. So I got home, and so we were talking, and I told him, because he had said to me the other day, he said, I'm just the maintenance man around here. And I told him this morning, I said, listen, you know, you make it really difficult. You know, I try to be nice to you. I try to, you know, extend happy things for you to consider doing. And you are always very difficult in trying to listen to this, or that, you know, you receive it in a pleasant way. And I said, from now on, I said, that's why I backed off from you before. I said, I'm backing off from you again. I cannot, I just can't keep this merry-go-round with you up. And he says, oh, now you're not going to do this, are you? And I just, you know, I'm trying to be really considerate, but I am going to be considerate. I'll just have to re-strategize because we live next door to each other.
I would just really go out here on a limb. I'm going to be living with this guy.
Holy guacamole.
Uh-huh.
Obviously not tomorrow, but...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Say it again, Deb.
You're going to be living with the new guy, not him. Your lobster. The man is your lobster.
She's seeing this person as a very significant...
There's a lot that has to get vetted here first. Not only my life, but, you know, is this grandpa material, because we're a package deal. So, I mean, I don't care how long it takes. I'm in no rush, but I am tired of the next-door neighbor thing.
Right. Well, and Deb says it's in your future. She didn't say it was tomorrow. So, and you're in no rush, so that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Good thing. You should never be in a rush, because that's when we make stupid-ass mistakes as humans, is when we hurry things.
But when long, you don't rush it. You take it by present moment to present.
But everybody tries to rush it because we're humans and we want that. We see something good, we want it right now.
I don't
we're
think
impatient
he would be offended if you asked him his orientation. I mean, if you went out for a coffee.
Are you gay?
I would. I'd say, you know.
You know, I probably will, Deb. I've been so burnt.
Not that big of a deal.
I feel like a toasted marshmallow.
I've been asked out.
Empire.
I've been asked out by women. It's not a big deal. It's cool.
No, I meant about approaching
I would ask.
Oh.
I
would be weird, though.
This is a world I never thought I'd be in.
If you were to...
If some chick out there and asked if I was gay, that would rub me the wrong way. Wrong way is shit. You might want to maybe have a social interaction first out with a cup of coffee and blah, blah. If you just flat out say, hey, you know, do you like meat whistle? Now, the guy's going to think like, she apparently thinks by my characteristics or my attitude or my physique that I'm a gay guy.
But you can't tell.
You can't tell, but it could be you run the risk. Of course, she has the cards. If Deb says it's okay to do so.
I really think he's going to offer it up that he's going to talk about his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. He's going to talk about something that will...
Well, so did the dude next door. He talked about his on and off with the woman for 15 years. And then he told me, I don't know why I picked being gay. I think it was low self-esteem. Those were all in the early days.
Oh,
you're
for
right, goat. Jeff, and you're right.
You fit me. I turned to the meat whistle because I had low self-esteem. Are you... That's bullshit.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh, well, I would have thrown the bullshit flag on that. If I have low self-esteem, I would go out with a slut instead of a nice woman.
Perfect. Jeanette says, once they start talking about past relationships, ask that question directly.
Or if you talk about past relationships, you can almost get there without asking.
You know, after being in this thing next door, I will explain. I'll just come right out and say, look, you know, I need to know how to approach you. Are you gay? Are you heterosexual?
Then you should tell him why you're asking so he won't be offended.
But you know what? Yes, you're right.
Here's why I'm asking, because I had this experience once before, and then it won't. Some chicks say, hey, Jim, are you gay? I'd be like, I don't know. Are you a lesbo? That would offend me.
I went to a social gathering. I told you guys a few months ago. And I sat down. I was invited there. The woman next to me asked me outright. She said, are you gay? I said, no, I'm strictly dickly. And she said, "Oh, so are
those
guys?"
God, I remember that from the 90s, 80s and 90s. That was a, yep. Glad to hear that term is still alive.
She pointed to the two guys there, and she said, "Oh, so are those two guys." So, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. He has to understand, and I can explain it. I'm not shy about explaining, because I feel like my head has been through the fucking ringer.
Well, I think, though, that this is coming at exactly the right time for you.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm
so
tired of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's time to step out in the sunshine, doggone it, and have a happy day,
Yeah.
All right, what else? Okay, well, so that is like a big deal, basically, is what you saw this guy. It's like a major, she said lobster, which doesn't mean shit to me, but.
From Friends.
Well, maybe you don't reference Friends too much.
Said he's your lobster.
I don't know what that means, because to me that means, well, I'm going to eat this thing, and then it's going to be gone, and then I'm going to go take a poop. So I don't know if lobster really means that thing, but I get you. All right, so what you're saying is this is a very significant person. Stepping into her life. This is.
Well, you get the 10 of hearts, 9 of hearts, 2 of hearts. There are no bigger cards.
This one is the potential to be there for a long time, is what she's saying, and you shall be happy.
Thank you. Thank
you. You play your cards right now.
Someone to kick the can down the street with, just someone.
Yeah. And if you marry him, I'm coming. I will fly on my
last
out there.
Yes, we should always, women always want to, first thing we want to talk about is marriage. Yeah, I met this guy. He's great. Let's get married.
Well,
why do you guys jump to that shit?
Don't you realize it's kind of in our DNA as we come into the world and we play with baby dolls and, we're programmed.
Yeah, and that scares guys away. That's why we're programmed to have sex and run to the pub and talk to the guys about football.
Well, normally, I'm waiting for you guys to pick my call up, and then I was thinking about the guy this morning, and I thought, he's been really consistent. He's been really nice. It was really easy to talk to him. I never considered him seriously at all, ever. And then I thought, this would be, I'll give him, I have no reservation about saying let's get together for coffee.
Well, I think it'd be awesome. And do you feel comfortable in his presence? This is a big thing.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like you both enjoy each other's company.
Sounds like it.
And it starts there. It doesn't have to be all these bells ringing and lights flashing.
All the fireworks and all that bullshit. I knew because I saw fireworks the first time.
So are you comfortable?
A lot of these guys are like that. You're standing next to them. You're going, ooh, la, la. But I haven't met anyone exactly like that. I mean, the neighbor for me was like, ay, ay, ay. It was just really, I don't know. But lately I've just been thinking, this isn't for me. I can't keep doing this. But this guy was very pleasant, very pleasant, very even. I mean, you just don't know, after so many minutes of every Saturday I'll be going to the place and, see what happens. But I will invite him out. I'll tell him.
Yeah,
establish a friendship.
You can't do this every 7 days thing. That's not going to fly eventually.
Lisa, you have to send me a message, a text, when you kiss for the first time. I want to know.
Can you kiss and not get germs from people? I haven't even kissed anyone lately. I'm afraid of germs, STDs.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, you're kissing. You're not freaking having oral sex, for God's sake.
I know, but can't you get herpes and all that jazz?
If you want to crawl into a bubble, then you might as well get some toys and just masturbate your life away, because you're never going to be able to find another person.
Lisa, I dated a guy.
Life is full of chance. Got to take a chance.
And it was after the kissing that he said, I have to tell you, I do have herpes.
Ew.
And I was like, Well, there goes that.
I would have kicked him in the crotch.
Well, no.
So it's supposed to tell you it doesn't matter.
You don't get it from the
It kidding. Doesn't matter. The person doesn't know that necessarily. He's saying that too.
Well, he didn't stick his tongue down
It
my
doesn't
throat.
Fucking matter. He should not have. He should have said something before that even happened. Because the other person might not be very educated in that world.
Well,
now
I
you might have
missing,
just told him I screwed you.
I am missing the boat. I really should start a business where I put the STD mobile unit out in front of the bar at closing. And then have
Oh, people have been looking at that for years. Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then, and then we have the parade, go through the couple parade, the newfound love parade. I just met this guy after 15 martinis. I'm in love.
I'm in love.
Well, then we have
I'm all shook up.
We have to draw some blood right now, ASAP.
All right, I have her angel card for her.
Okay.
Subject is to breathe.
Yeah.
It's from Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. Get rid of old patterns. Breathe in and exhale slowly to move forward. All right, she's ready to move forward. Right? That's good advice. In other words, take it slow, but you got to take it. You got to move forward.
Lisa, here's a good question for you. Were you worried about this when you were kissing the neighbor?
She never did, I don't
Fuck
think.
Yeah.
Everything else.
We
didn't oh, I don't know.
On the list. We kissed other places.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, then.
I mean, doesn't anybody in the world worry like I do? Hey. That's how I'm still alive.
Yeah, you know, the worry, if you worry too much, that can drive you to an early grave, too.
It could.
And it can ruin your social life. Worrying can ruin all your happiness. There's a fine line between worrying too much and too little. That's the magical.
No, you're right. I've had both kinds of girlfriends. I've had girlfriends that got herpes. The guy said, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. And then later she got herpes. She never had her. Then I had another girlfriend that they both went to get health certificates and they exchanged the health certificates. So, you know, you choose what you choose.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. And you know what? Birds don't care. People are going to believe you on some of this stuff. And then what? So, Lisa, I think you have to go to
You got to wait a whole week now.
Oh, man.
Because Saturday is come and gone. Her Saturday morning is come and gone. But next week, you got to do something.
Dude,
I will.
Move.
I'll say it.
Okay,
go.
Yeah.
To move. Yeah.
Got to do it a little, like you said, coffee. Just a little something. You don't want to wait every 7 days.
Do you feel something?
Did I feel something?
Yeah.
Like, no, it was just pleasant to talk to him. There was no...
She just feels comfort. Oh. Comfort.
It
like
was
she's
very
like we
pleasant.
Were just talking about. Yeah, fireworks aren't always a good thing.
Yeah, we were talking about
right.
the ocean. He was born in San Diego, raised in San Diego, so we're talking a lot about that because I love the ocean. And
good
I go out to visit the ocean.
Good men come out. There you go. Good men come out of San Diego. Nothing but good men. No bad men has ever come out of San Diego, ever. Ever. The biggest city that is.
Louise wants to invent a lip condom.
We're going to rock and roll.
Yeah.
I just put her on mute. I didn't hang up on her. But yeah. They have oral sex barriers.
Yeah, dental dams.
Well, I mean, it depends on who,
but
what,
in
where.
Improvise. Get saran wrap. And use that as a barrier. It was funny. This black lady lieutenant was holding the training, and she said, now what you're going to do is you're going to place that saran wrap on the genitals, and then you are going to... It's like, oh, my God. Some of the most humorous people I've ever met are in the medical profession. They will make jokes. They will get giggly, and we all just split a gut over her demonstration. Anyway, you had to be there, I guess. All right.
You had to be there. You ready? Are you ready?
Where are we going now?
I'll tell you where we're going. Dakota.
Oh, we still have time.
We are going to the great state of Minnesota. 507, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Well, there you are. Jacob, right? Jacob.
Yeah, correct.
Well, how are you doing, my darling?
It has been a long time.
Well, I'm hanging in there by a thread, but I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're doing as well as we can, I guess. Yeah.
We're doing fine. We're doing good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, and how's it going for you?
Oh, it's just been a going. But I was calling to see if I could get a spiritual reading to see what my spirit's wanting to do right now.
Oh, did you have an issue or something that is a...
There's just been a lot going on lately.
Okay.
Lots going on.
All right. Well, that's why he said it's been going. So, yeah, I understand that. International shout out to Cho.
Hello,
Joe. In England, and I think I gave Louise one in England, but I'll give her another one in case I did not. I don't want to miss anybody. International shout-outs. We have a lot of Ings. The Ings are representing.
The Ings
in their land. The land is full of Ings, and we have a lot of them here tonight. Just those English, the crazy English.
All right, I'm laying your cards out, hon.
Cards are going down. All righty. All right. Well, you know, he's obviously had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and right off the top, hon, I'm seeing that there is a female who is a big supporter of yours.
Supporter, okay.
Huge.
On his side.
Yes.
All right.
And we want to get thinking of, wait a minute, give me a minute here. About reincarnation, this is a woman, a female, that you have been through several lives with before. They've all been wonderful. She's very close to you. This could be somebody. Do you have like a female friend? Let's just cut to the chase.
To the chase.
That you feel very close to, that you confide in, and she inspires you. Well,
I'm not sure.
Friend, relative, acquaintance, or something.
Could still be.
I could think of his own mom, my mother.
Oh, it could very likely.
Exactly. I threw that out there.
Yes.
It could be some relative or a family member. Yes.
Okay. He wanted some spiritual guidance.
Yes.
First thing I heard was, don't be afraid to fail. Biggest masses or inventions that change the world have come through various stages of failure.
Oh, you have to. When you're going out and trying something new and different, you most likely are going to fail several times.
Yes, and don't be afraid to.
You're supposed to learn from the failures for the next attempt. That's all.
Sometimes I have felt, like for instance, I have a son who is musically very gifted, and he wanted so badly to be a musician in the Army, following in his mother's steps, basically. And not that I was a musician.
Yeah,
no.
Don't get too carried away.
No, I was a combat man.
The Army part,
yeah.
Not the musician part.
But anyway,
part.
The point of the story is, when I would read his cards, I would say to him, Lance, you are meant to want this so bad you can taste it. You're willing to crawl through crushed glass for this. Because the abundance on the other side is huge, and it has been for him. And that's what your cards are also saying. Allow yourself to fail. You are going to come through brilliantly. And a lot of people fear failure. So they have that perfectionist nature. But where are you going to find all this perfectness in the world? You aren't. So
we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
You are going to end up, okay, I do not know, and you should not tell us what your invention is. I know you don't, but you can't, do not share that. You got to keep that close, like you're in a poker game.
Yeah.
And you don't want anybody to see your card.
The people are assholes. They'll
and
steal.
They will steal. But I see you are going to actually move into, and it may not happen immediately, but you're going to move into a manufacturing phase. And there's a man here who is going to offer you space and equipment and machines. I just want you to be very careful because he's coming through as real shady. And I don't know if you ever saw, what was the movie? Oh, Horrible Bosses. I think it was number 2. How they got screwed over by the boss of the company that was going to, oh, this guy offered him everything. We're going,
yep.
Did you ever see that, Jacob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Learn from that. Because when I saw that, I thought, wow, the world is full of these shitholes.
Yeah, it is. It is sad. It is
and
a true
remember,
statement.
Remember, the cards are also screaming at me, nothing comes for free. So
nothing.
There's strings attached. That's right.
Nothing. Everybody should remember that. Oh, my God, that's such a great deal. Well, you got to think about the great deals.
What's the saying?
If it's too good to be true, it probably is not true, right? Probably isn't true.
Is this here's something for you to think about. Can you take it to the shark tank? Just make sure when you do, you've got all your stuff in a row.
Yeah, but that's filmed. Okay. So, I mean, they're not going to steal your shit when you're filmed on TV, given an idea.
No.
There's physical evidence there.
But he's got to put together like a business.
Oh, you have
plan.
To actually have been in the manufacturing and selling it. You had to do some stuff.
If you are very discerning, I see certain key people coming forward who are going to really like you, Jacob. You have a really likable spirit. And these are men of power, men with money. You know, they're men. Well, in a way, but they're not going to want you to, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
same but
different.
Is that going to be any pro quo on that? But they're going to be business angels for you. And that's a really key thing when you can get a business angel. I mean, that is really cool. So remember these things. The cards are saying, and also here's one other thing. Nobody is irreplaceable. So if you start out with certain people, as a partnership, you may have to go on without them at some point. Okay. You have awesome cards here. And yeah, don't get in a situation where you have to scratch their back. Well, you know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it on the up and up.
All right,
No
problem.
Now, don't you run away yet.
Your angel card subject is Moon Cycles from Archangel Hanael. And she says, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. So people are really into the moon cycles and some people are not. So Hanael says, maybe watch the moon and then see how you could track it. Some people track it and then they track like a diary and they see if there's correlation between the moon cycles and good days and bad days they have. Something to think about.
All right.
Right. Well, you got
great
cards.
Thank you very much.
So keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping.
Yep. All right, my sweet.
Next.
We will talk to you soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's on hold. I didn't hang up. Well, I think he hung himself up. What?
Okay, go to the top.
All right, we're going to go to area code 775. We believe this is Miss Wendy, is it not?
Wendy.
Hello, Jimbo and Miss Lay.
Hello there.
Hey, Wendy, thank you for being patient tonight. We had like a billion callers right off the bat, but that's good. Thank you.
Thank you both so much for taking my call. I appreciate you both.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you as well. And how are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi, I'm very scared because of the behavior of Tiffany, the manager. As I told you yesterday, my caregiver brought over a check for $2,009, which is for the month of May. Even though I'm vacating, in about 12 days or so. And she did take the check, and my caregiver asked her for a receipt, and she told her that she wasn't going to give a receipt until she closed up the office that night. Well, she was going to email me a receipt, but I never got a receipt. I'm checking activity in my Bank of America account. So far, nothing. And also, I have this sick feeling all the time now, and because I hired a man to come over today, and he cleared out my garage of everything, and it was swept clean. And I told the man that did this, he to please go in the office and turn in the remote for the garage, stating it was from Wendy and give the number and all that. And the Alexis at the office said, no, tell her that only she can turn this in. So I'm feeling sick today, and I'm in chronic pain, and I'm disabled. So I wanted the date to be today, because tomorrow's the last day of April, and March, and they're closed. So through great pain, I rolled my walker to the office, and I quietly entered, and I approached the young lady, and I identified myself, and I said, I'd like to give you this remote for the garage, and I would like just a basic, simple receipt, please, with today's date. And she refused me. She said, no, per Tiffany, the manager, she will not accept me returning the remote until April 25. And so I'm beginning to get really scared about God knows what Tiffany might have in mind. Is she going to try to extort money from me? But I do have proof about all this. My caregiver brought over the check, and the man that cleaned out my garage tried to deliver the remote, and it was refused. So I went over, and it made me so nervous. I asked the young lady, Alexis, and I actually said before I left, have I treated you with respect? And it was almost like she didn't want to answer, and then she said yes. And then I said, have I been polite to you? And she begrudgingly said yes. And I said, please remember me telling you that I'm disabled, I'm in chronic pain, and I'm sick. And I came into the office day for the purpose of returning the remote. And she looked at me like she didn't want to say anything, and then she finally said yes. So, God help me. What's going to happen? Is she going to extort money from me? What's going to happen? I'm scared.
I know, Wendy, and I'm going to really try and console you and comfort you here. Your cards are not showing anything like that, hon. Seriously, I would tell you, I really feel you need first of the month coming up, right? An early Monday morning, get yourself someone to represent you, someone to advocate
for
you.
That would cost a lot of money.
Well, I think you need to go. Here's one thing that you could do. Who owns the building? Usually they have it posted outside where you've been living.
Yeah, I know the company name. It's. I'm going to give you a hint. Have you ever heard of a sequoia tree? It's very similar to that. I don't want to say, but it's...
Oh, yeah. I
know
hear
the name of the
call. Yeah. Well, that's where maybe you ought to go. Start there. Call them. Find, they're not out to screw a woman with a walker. I just don't see this here. But the girls in the office, they don't give a care. They don't care. They're going to say, we'll do out with her following.
She actually called Tiffany, and she said, absolutely not. She was not allowed to write a receipt for the remote. I do have a $40 deposit on it. Whether or not I ever see that again, God knows. But actually, I think what Tiffany is doing, she knows what my protocol is. I wanted to move out and get a receipt, and then at a later date get prorated money back because I'm moving for ADA reasons. So I think she's being cruel to me.
Well, yeah, she'll likely lose her job at the end of this. I really, really would like to ask you to try to calm yourself. I know it's easy for me to sit over here on the other coast and tell you that, but, you know, tomorrow is Easter. There's a lot of blessings for people that aren't even Catholic or as Christian, you know, so I see you're going to get the help you need. You are. And this is all going to be put behind you. There's no way that they can legally pursue this with you. And I know Jim agrees, you know, as far as...
Well, they're not going to... There's no extortion because they would actually do jail time. So they're not going to extort anything. They're just being difficult and we don't know why. They're jerks. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows what kind of the owners maybe make them put pressure on the management. We don't know what goes on there, but they're not going to, you don't see extortion and I can't see them extorting either because that's moving into a criminal offense. So,
yeah, let's just keep track.
I am going to call the Department of Aging and I'm also going to call the Attorney General's office, who has told me before that they really don't like it when elderly disabled people are abused or taken advantage of. Is that
exactly
the people that are going to help me? Because I don't, an attorney won't do it unless I pay thousands. So will the Attorney General's office help me?
Yeah. And they're going to point you in the right direction.
And that's what Deb meant. Yeah. Earlier when she said, you know, to get some help, she didn't mean to go spend a bunch of money for a lawyer. Wow. She meant contact a right group of people like the Attorney General or the federal agency that represents the ADA, stuff like that. That's not going to cost you a dime. That'll represent you because that's their job to do the right thing and prevent abuse and people taking advantage of these people. Right.
Yes. Especially in this day and age where there's such a focus now on the elderly and people that are on government programs. I mean, I feel like you have been chosen to be a spearhead in all of this. So, and remember your final, what would you call it? Like your ace up your sleeve is to go to your congressman if you have to.
Oh yeah, but probably the between the Attorney General and then the Disability Act people, the feds, they're probably going to jump right in and you won't have to.
I really think
That's their job and that is literally their job.
And please try to have faith as you get through the weekend.
Yes, and there was no negative, bad things coming your way. You just got to get through this speed bump, we'll call it.
They're not
going
to. Well, I probably will not get my security deposit back, right?
She didn't. I would. You mean
I don't see anything like that.
You're talking about for your remote?
No. Well, my remote is a $40 deposit.
Right.
And I'd like that back. But I also put up, I think it was a $600
back
security deposit on the apartment. And my thoughts are, I'm so scared and frightened of this woman. I'm thinking, well, do I hire professional cleaners to come in, which would be several hundred dollars, or do I just turn in the apartment and not pay for cleaners, leave it as nice as I can, because if she's going to take, I almost feel like she's going to take my money anyway. Do you understand?
Well,
I understand. That is always
tough.
We've
been renters for years.
That's always a tough call.
And I was a rental manager in the past, and the owner told me, I don't give security deposits.
For that
back.
Guy. Yeah, that guy did. And some are really good. I've gotten places where I've gotten all my security deposit. Just don't know.
I want to share this with you, Wendy. We have a very spiritual lady in our audience, and she is saying directly to you, she feels that you need to remove Tiffany's negative energy from your energy field. She says, just clap your hands and say, go now. Then take control of yourself and your actions from there. And she's also assuring you, you've got this and it's all going to work out.
Well, thank you. Please tell that lady that I appreciate her, and you're welcome to give her my number.
Well, thank you. Louise is in the UK.
She's in the land of England, so there'll be no phone calls.
But
all right.
She's highly psychic.
We're getting very close to the end. Real quick, I'm going to give Wendy her angel card.
I have one more. I'd like to,
Well, the subject is clear your space, Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter. Clear their energy around you and use Feng Shui.
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. All right. So that's your reading. What do you want to do, Deb? What are we doing here?
I'd like that last person to get talked to. And
which one? I don't know which one you're talking about here.
856.
856? Is that Jersey? 856. Welcome to the show. You're going to take it to the finish line.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm Jersey girl.
Hello? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I could be the Jersey girl tonight.
Ah, it is indeed.
All right, well, you're going to ride us right out of town on the show.
I'm doing great, otherwise. Relationship, because I'm ready to move on, if that makes sense.
Jeez,
of everything where I'm at, and just to, when are they coming in? And a job, man, is it hard?
Hard to get a job.
Places
all around are saying we are hiring.
And I don't
get it.
Yeah,
all depends.
All right. So, how's your love life? Non-existent.
No, not really. I know they're around me, but they're not doing anything.
Okay, what's your immediate concern is getting a job?
That is, I'm not sure if it's the love life going into a different country, if that makes sense, because I know there's some issues overseas right now that I just got aware of the other day about. Not directly from him, but somebody else, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, we've read cards for you for so long.
Long time.
That I'm doing like a general for you, which I can't do for everybody. I have to really feel connected. Excuse me. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Cards are going down.
Right off the top, your cards are saying, sit down and devise a list of every kind of job, realistically speaking, that you want to get involved in. I mean, go from the menial all the way to, like, the top. Like, for instance, one of the top, unskilled jobs can be working at, say, a credit bureau and chasing people for money. What?
Yeah. I'm just saying that's the do not put astronaut down as one of your jobs.
Right, I'm saying be realistic.
Yeah, that's why I was joking. Me funny, haha. All right, cards are down.
Okay, yeah, you've got to plan some strategy here. And that involves making a list, visiting, and look your best. You know, how you look is your calling card. When you're out in the world. So look as good as you can. Visit different, like you've got a great job permanently from a temp agency.
Temp agency, yep, I did indeed.
Yep, look into, some women like to go and be paid to go to truck driving school. And then they drive those big semis from coast to coast.
We got a great big convoy. Through the night.
Well, it's true.
Come
have you ever
on,
looked up into the cab? There's women up there.
Oh, there's all sorts of different. Don't have to. The truck's big doesn't mean the person has to be big. Doesn't mean that at all.
Check out where you are in relation to, say, Amazon warehouse. They're building them all over. I'm just spitballing right now.
She's just throwing some shizzle out there.
Wait table. hand in the window at McDonald's. It's always easier to get another job when you've got a job.
Yeah, even if it's a crappy job, just say, all right, the day I get hired, it's already basically, in my mind, I'm already given notice because I'm looking for something better.
One of my long-term clients came to me. She was a janitor in a high school or a middle school, and her cards kept saying, oh my God, she is so deserving of more. So every time I saw her, I kept saying, honey, you got to get out there. There's a better job coming for you. Long story short, she works from home and has for several years now, answering the phone for Cox. What is it? Cox
Communications.
Yes. And she's moving up the ladder. So, but she was a janitor, you know, so if you say to yourself and you put it out there, I am not too proud that I can go and do just about anything, except we don't want you stripping. We don't want you hooking. You know, we don't want you as a drug mule. We want you to stay away from all of that. And I've worked in factories sewing clothes. You know, start wherever you can get a job. One of our ladies on Facebook, Catherine Griffin, is saying she was a baker and a nursing home for a while and started out as a dishwasher, just like everybody else. I loved being a dishwasher. I worked in a convent, and that was a fun experience with a bunch of very, very devout Catholic nuns. So, yes, thank you, Louise. You've been a doll. We'll talk to you soon. Anyway, I want you to just go and see what you can get. And then once you get it, at least it'll put a few bucks in your pocket. Right, Jim?
Word up on that, dog.
And then look for the ones that are out of what your experience is, the ones that say no experience necessary or needed. And just watch and see. Just watch and see. You could be a parking lot attendant sitting in that little glass booth, you know. And about love, love's going to take care of itself. Right now, you've got to be able to eat and survive.
That is not on your immediate radar scope.
No, and that's why the cards are saying, watch out for that guy overseas. He's going through something. I think it's mental health. And best you don't get it too close to that, because I feel he's got to get his own help. All right. And your husband, your future husband, is in these cards. And I want you to know, damn it, that he's going to come to your life when the time is right. You know?
But it is not this time. Is it?
Don't give up on the power of prayer. Prayer is really manifesting, as long as you do it right. And Jim is coming at you with your angel
card. An angel card. Subject is life review from Archangel Jeremiah. Take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, Mr. Archangel Jeremiah. But yes, indeed, that's what we should all do.
We're all behind you, hon. We're all putting our energy to you.
And as I've said to everybody else, thank you for holding for an eternity. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Rosemary, good luck to you.
You keep your chin up now.
That's right. You go get them, damn it. All right. Thank you very much.
We're going to be waiting to hear from you.
The time has come when we must say goodbye.
Yeah, wow.
To the talkers of the blog.
What a night.
Blog talkers.
Glad we got everybody in. I hate when we have to leave.
Well, we got as many as we could. There's always going to be one or two people we didn't get in. And that's why we say better to be early than late. Sorry, folks, that did not get the reading. But we try. It's all we can do.
And we can't stick around and play games with you or whatever you play. Have party down. We got a family crisis of our own to deal with. Yeah. What's going on?
Pick one.
You pick. You're a good picker.
I don't like any of them.
So what a okay out there in Blog Talk.